And welcome back to Channel 9 Live at TechEd North America. I'm joined today by Eamon, and we're going to be talking about some of the new features and enhancements that are coming out with System Center Orchestrator.
Yep.
So first of all, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience and say, what do you work on?
Hey, Eamon. Yeah, my name's Eamon O'Reilly. I work on the Orchestrator team. I started at Microsoft in 1998, working on BizTalk and some of those server products, and worked in Windows for a while. But now I've been working on Orchestrator for the last few years.
Nice.
And we just released SP1 back in January, and then we've been continuing to add more integration packs on top of that. So we have a new SharePoint integration pack that's going to be coming out with R2, as well as enhancements to all the other integration packs that customers are familiar with.
Great. So kind of continual improvement with the IPs, though.
Exactly. Just trying to add more and more integration packs so that customers can reach into all the different systems they have. And
very
actually
nice.
Be able to automate across all those systems.
You know, one question I get a lot is, you know, we have these customers out there that are using all these third-party management systems, storage.
Yep.
What's our extensibility story with Orchestrator?
Yeah, so Orchestrator's got this really nice SDK, and it's basically called Orchestrator Toolkit. And what it allows you to do is, you know, you can just write pure PowerShell and integrate into all those systems directly. Or with the toolkit, you can actually create your own integration packs so that you can actually manage all those different systems yourself. And partners as well are building additional integration packs that allow you to touch into their systems. So it's actually a very broad, it's kind of the leading thing we have with Orchestrator is how we can integrate and tie into all those other systems.
Nice. Well, I hear this week you made a big announcement, one of the new capabilities coming in 2012 R2, known as SMA or Service Manager Automation. First of all, why don't you give us just an overview of what exactly is the SMA?
Yeah, so with Service Management Automation, we're adding this into Orchestrator as part of R2. And what it really does is, today we have our customers who are very familiar with the visual authoring experience we have in Orchestrator, and that's really allows them to kind of quickly describe their end-to-end processes and works really well. But we have a huge community of PowerShell users out there as well. And those people are very familiar writing PowerShell or PowerShell workflow. And so what we wanted to do with Orchestrator is to actually allow those users to leverage all the skills they have writing pure PowerShell, but bring that into the Orchestrator family. So now the kind of the core capabilities Orchestrator has today can actually be built on top of PowerShell workflow. So all the things about job progress, storing credentials securely, scheduling, all those things customers are familiar with the graphical authoring, you now can do on top of PowerShell workflow as well.
Nice. Now the name itself, Service Manager Automation, help me understand how that compares to System Center Service Manager.
Yeah, so we have a Service Manager which really does kind of human process workflow, and it has a CMDB, so we can collect all of your assets inside of there. And so it's a rich solution we have as part of the System Center product. But with Service Manager Automation, we chose that name because you'll actually see when I go through the demo, it actually shows up as part of the Azure pack that you can download if you want to build your own Azure private cloud in the enterprise or in the service provider. And they have a portal called Service Management.
Okay.
And so what we want to do is actually have Service Management Automation be part of that.
So how does this compare to having System Center Orchestrator and then the SMA? Do these coexist?
Yeah, so depending on which route you choose. So if you like writing PowerShell, then you can go down the Service Manager Automation side. If you like doing the visual authoring, you can go down that path. But then we have interoperability between the two. Because we've added that OData REST web service on both Orchestrator and on top of SMA, you can actually easily call back and forth between them. So you have a lot of investments in Orchestrator, but then you have some of your users who want to use PowerShell. They can actually call back and forth and actually perform the complete end-to-end processes.
Kind of best of both worlds.
Exactly, yeah. We're trying to bring those two audiences together who have skill sets and make sure that they can actually work inside of Orchestrator.
Nice. Now, you mentioned the Windows Azure Pack. That was one of the other features that had been announced as part of Windows Server 2012 R2. Could you just give a brief overview of what that is?
Yeah, so with the Windows Azure Pack, what we're really trying to do is bring all that knowledge and experience we've learned inside of running Windows Azure, and then try to bring those capabilities and that reference architecture back down to on-premise so that all of our customers, either in the hoster or on-premise, can actually benefit from all the learnings we've done inside of Azure. So with the Azure Pack, you actually, with Windows Server, System Center, and this Azure Pack, you can actually build up your own solution inside your enterprise or inside a service provider, and it'll actually act in a very consistent way that you would in Azure. So your end users, once you build this up, they can actually develop everything from websites to virtual machines to service buses coming out with R2. And if they built it inside your enterprise, it would work and act the same way if they built it on Azure or if you wanted to bring it to a service provider.
Nice. Well, you've talked about a lot of new components. Can we actually see them here?
Yeah, so I have a demo up. So I'm going to switch over and actually show you some of that service management automation. And I think this is the first time people are seeing it.
Great. Yeah, please.
So
we'll just go through the new UI as well.
Okay. So hopefully you can see this here. So you can see up here we have the service management portal. And what this really allows you to do is with that Azure pack, you know, Azure does all the back-end stuff so that it builds up the infrastructure and then you can use it. But we needed a service management portal so that customers in the enterprise or in the service providers could build up the exact same infrastructure and then offer that out to their end users. So here you can see this is a place where you can actually manage all of those resources that you want to give out to your end users.
And so, sorry, where is this portal running?
So this is all running on-prem. You can see it's actually running on my machine back in my office at the moment. So this is not in Azure. It looks very familiar to Azure, but this is actually the admin portal that allows you as an administrator to actually deliver all these resources out to your end users. So if you want a self-service experience, you would actually build out those plans and those solutions here. And then as your users come in, they will get a very similar Azure experience, except it's all running in your data center. You can figure out what you want to provide them, what kind of capabilities you want to give. So the full control for that enterprise or the service provider, but a very consistent experience for the end user, the consumers of those services, like Azure would have.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, if people are already familiar with Azure, it's kind of a consistent experience. Mm-hmm. If they're not, I mean, it's a slick interface anyway. You know, people have no problem navigating the Azure interface, getting used to this, and looks very similar here as well.
It is, yeah. So that's one of the things we want to do is have that consistency, not just in the UI, which you'll see here, but we also have the consistency on the API.
Great.
And so that's another advantage you get with the Azure Pack and the work we've done at R2 in both Windows Server and inside the System Center.
Great.
Okay, so let me switch over and show you this automation capability inside of here. So you can see here now we have this tab inside the admin portal, which is called automation. And the first thing you'll notice is that you can actually see all of the running jobs that have been happening over the last few days as I've been building out the system.
And so do these indicate the number of running jobs, these different spikes?
Exactly. So you can see failed, stopped, suspended. And if you wanted to take one off and so you didn't really want to see they're completed, you can just uncheck it and they go away. And so you can zero in on the ones you really want to focus on. And similarly, we've brought in the ones that are suspended or failed. So you can quickly go and diagnose what they would be and actually troubleshoot those because we keep a history of all of this over time.
Now, when a job fails, what type of visibility do you have into the failure that caused that? I mean, is it, you know, through each step as part of these different activities?
Yeah, and so in a lot of ways, it's very similar to how Orchestrator gives you those capabilities to kind of see which activity was called. And you can actually go activity by activity and see which one the output was and what the error was and allow you to zero in so you can actually figure out what it was. So you can see here, if I just click over to runbooks, so this is where we have our library of runbooks. And so these are all the runbooks that I've been building out as we do some of our demos. And I have one here where I could just, you know, because we support tags inside of the automation now, I can just type in SLA, and it'll filter it down just to the ones I want to work on now.
Now, is there any compatibility? If I've already bought an built an Orchestrator runbook, can I import this into here, or are these kind of separate concepts?
So at the moment in R2, they're separate. So it kind of, you make a decision if you want to build PowerShell workflow and use our capabilities here, or if you want to continue to work in Orchestrator. But you can actually call them back and forth.
You mentioned a lot of integration.
Exactly,
between the
two. So there's, you know, depending on which tool is best used for your organization, you can either use both or one, but we have that nice interoperability between the two.
Excellent.
So you can see here, I basically have a bunch published of runbooks, but I can go into one of these and edit one and kind of show you what that might look like as you'll see the authoring experience. So I'm going to drill in here. I can skip off this and go to author. And so you can see here's the published runbook I have at the moment, but it indicated I also had a draft version. So now if you can see, if I click into draft, so all of this PowerShell authoring can take place inside of the portal. You could actually write this in the PowerShell ISE that comes with Windows and then import
option.
Yeah, you
as
could
well.
Just import those workflows right in. So if you already have a bunch of investments made or you like that ISE, you could just write them all there, import them, and then get all the other capabilities.
Make
that
it easier
SMA
to adopt
has.
As well by doing that. That's
exactly.
Great.
You know, so one thing you can see here, I have a bunch of PowerShell base here that's doing a pretty simple thing. It's going to add an Operations Manager agent over onto a new host that I've added into VMM. But one thing you can see here is I've hard-coded the host name to my machine. So typically, you'd want to do that maybe for testing. But ideally, when you go into production, you would pass in the host name.
So you can pass variables just like with PowerShell.
Exactly.
As well.
So inside of here, I could just, you know, people are familiar with PowerShell, I could just, you know, type in param and then give a string. And then I'll just call it the same as what I have down here in that variable. And so at this point, then, I could just comment out this part. And so what's going to happen now with this runbook, it's actually going to get passed in the hostname from another runbook. Because one of the things we have very similar to Orchestrator is you can build up these small pieces of runbooks that do specific tasks, and then you can bring them all together to complete your end-to-end process. So for this example, I just add a new agent. When I go back, you can see kind of all the different runbooks that work together to complete this end-to-end process.
Nice. Now, you mentioned that this has some integration with some of the system center components. What can actually be integrated here? Is it anything that has a PowerShell module?
Yep, it's just that simple. So one of the real benefits of having this based on PowerShell is that there's PowerShell modules for almost every single Microsoft product that's out
there. And even third parties as well.
And then
now
a lot of third parties. So all you have to do is import those modules directly into SMA. We will store those in our database. And then every runbook worker that performs the work will automatically distribute them across all of those. So you don't have to manage every single module. You just import them all into the system, and then they're available. And you can actually see where I have them available right here. So if I wanted to use an activity, I'll see if it still works for me or not. I think I got disconnected. Let me just reconnect.
That's okay. Well, here, why don't you get that connection back up? In the meantime,
yeah.
As far as this goes here, what are the major integration points beyond, primary Microsoft? You know, I know a lot of our third parties have these other integration packs. What are the most common ones you see customers importing and using as part of this?
Yeah, so a lot of them are integrated into different type of systems. So they may have BMC, Remedy for
Remedy,
tracking everything. And so they'd want to integrate with that, but they still want to leverage Operations Manager as part of System Center. And so what we see is a lot of companies and customers out there, they don't just have one vendor. They have a lot of different systems that they use. And so they're using, BMC. They may have VMware, and they haven't moved to Hyper-V yet, although they should. We have integration packs inside of Orchestrator that can just go talk and manage VMware directly inside of the Orchestrator so they can automate all of those processes.
Great. Now, what does the actual topology look like? When you go and install this, when you go and deploy it, is there a central management server, or how exactly does that work?
Yeah, so in some ways, if you're familiar with Orchestrator, it's a very similar kind of architecture. And so what you do is you'll install through Orchestrator, and we basically have a web service. So that's where actually all the communication takes place. So this portal here is talking to our web service to do all the work. And then we have a database that stores all of our assets. So all the resources you have associated with the runbooks are stored in that database. And then we have runbook workers. And what those runbook workers do is they will actually pick up all the work from the database and go and perform the actions.
Now, is this a unique database to SMA, or is this using the CMDB?
No, it's unique to SMA.
Okay.
And so you'll just get your own database that's only used for that, and then it'll track all the work for you.
Okay, great.
Let me see if this is back up, and maybe. Yep, so here you can see, here's all those modules that I already have imported into the system. You can see there's all of them loaded up, but I actually could just go and pick one of these and then pick the activities associated with that.
And do you need to import them onto each individual server that you're using, or do you just import into the management server?
That's it. So you just import them to our system, and then they are available in all the different systems because we will go and push those out to all those runbook workers. And so here you can actually see we even have our PowerShell commandlets for our own SMA system. So you can actually automate even SMA through the PowerShell commandlet. So if you wanted to export all your runbooks,
automation,
do all your jobs,
automation.
We're even automating the automation, which is pretty cool. And you can just go and click on one and get additional information about it. And then if you actually go to next, we'll identify all the parameters that are required, let them know to you. And if you click OK, we actually go and insert it directly in there for you. So here you can see I inserted that activity. And then all you have to do is modify the parameters you need, and you're up and running straight away. Okay, so I'll discard this one. I know you mentioned, Simon, a little bit about how the jobs are tracked and different things like that. So if I go back to my runbooks here you can see, so in this SLA one I was covering, basically what it does is it monitors Operations Manager, and Operations Manager is monitoring Virtual Machine Manager to make sure that the clouds are healthy. And so if they get an alert, so you're running out of memory or something else, you'll get that alert in Operations Manager. What this runbooks will do is actually talk into Operations Manager, and then if it sees that alert, it will go and add additional hosts directly into Virtual Machine Manager, and then it will actually go and open up a ticket in SharePoint so you can track this work and say additional host was added, or it could go talk to any other system you have in your environment.
Nice.
And so the whole idea is that as you build up these specific tasks, you can bring them all together, and you can actually automate the delivery of these services, so if something goes wrong, remediation, anything can happen inside of automation.
That's great. Well, while you continue, I do want to remind our live viewers out there, if you have any questions about the SMA, please feel free to ask. We'll take these live on the air as well.
Cool. So I can zero in on this check for cloud memory alert. And you'll probably hopefully see jobs that are loaded up here. and you can drill in. So the nice thing about this is all the history of these jobs that were run, you keep a track. So it's not like you run it and then if the machine goes away, you don't know who did it, what happened, how to troubleshoot. We keep all that history inside of our database to allow you to go back and see what happened over time.
Now, you mentioned SharePoint as far as being able to view information. Could you elaborate on that a little? Let's say I'm a manager and I just want to get the easy overview. I don't want to drill down. What type of information can I bubble up?
From SharePoint, we can actually go and integrate and do any list management you would want inside of SharePoint. But if you just want to see how Orchestrator is doing overall, or how SMA particularly, because we bet on that OData REST interface, you actually can load up Excel with Power Pivot, just point to our web service, and it pulls all the data into Excel for you. And then you can build up these nice reports on, you know, how much are you saving by automating these tasks? You know, how many failures have you had? All those information is available, so you can bubble that up from a manager and see how your overall system is working.
Very nice. Now, one of those things I'm curious about, you said, how much am I saving from automation? Now, I mean, as we kind of move to this concept of private cloud, right, we're always thinking about automation, standardization, you know, automate these repetitive tasks, free up time to work on new projects. How exactly are they quantifying that, this cost savings?
Yeah, so it kind of, that's the one thing about automation. It really depends on what your organization is doing. You know, so sometimes you may have a lot of people doing tasks, and then other times you may have some scripts and some automation already in place. But what the, one of the goals we have here is that you can actually put a cost associated with that, and then every time it runs, you can run those reports. And then you can actually bubble that up to your manager and free up those people who are doing those repetitive manual tasks to actually work on other stuff.
So for example, if someone was spending 4 hours a week patching a cluster, automate that, we could say that's 4 hours back that we use in our pool.
That's exactly it. And it's, we have a lot of customers who are literally saving thousands of hours every month because they're just investing more and more in automation. And I think as we go more and more into the cloud, it's just required. Because as you, you know, give those services out to your end users, they just want the stuff on demand. They want the new VM, they want to be able to remediate it, monitor it. Everything has to happen basically on demand. And the only way to do that is through automation.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge vision that Microsoft has with the private cloud, right? Get, you know, instead of spending your time on the repetitive tasks, spend your time automating those repetitive tasks, and you free up time to go do other projects.
That's exactly it. And that's the only way I think you're ever going to get to that cloud speed is by, you know.
The highly dynamic, highly versatile environment.
It has, because you want to be able to scale in, scale out, do all of that integration. But the nice thing about Orchestrator is that you can, if you have processes and approvals, you can integrate into all the other systems, including all the System Center ones. So there may be a point in time that says, oh no, I need an approval at this stage. Then you could actually wait, get the approval, and then continue on with the rest of your orchestration.
Great, well we actually have one audience question from Bartek. He's asking, when will this version be available to users?
That's a great question. So it's going to be part of R2. So System Center and Windows, as that R2 wave goes out later this year, it's going to be available, and it'll be available in the preview that's coming out this month.
Great. Now, another question. Where exactly does this component live? Is this part of System Center, or is this part of Windows Server?
Yeah, so it's part of System Center. So you will install it as part of Orchestrator components in System Center, and then you'll download the Azure pack.
So the Azure pack's a download that you...
Exactly. Okay. You'll just download that, and then all you have to do is just point from the automation in here to that web service you set up as part of System Center, and everything lights up, and you can start working on it.
Great. Well, we're almost running out of time. Is there any last things that you want to show us as part of the demo here?
No, I think that was mostly it. I did drill into one of the jobs there. So you can see, as I was debugging, I was just printing out stuff that would give you more information on what was happening. But then I could also go into the output, and all the streams that PowerShell gives you is also available. So you can actually go see exactly what step was taken, and then drill in, find out more information about it.
Excellent. Well, this is like an extremely powerful utility. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be using this, especially if they're those heavy PowerShell users today.
Exactly. Anybody who's familiar with PowerShell, they can automatically bring those investments, import them in here, and start to build up more and more automation.
Now, where can people go to learn more about this technology?
Yeah, so as part of System Center, the best place probably to go is Microsoft.com/System Center, and then all the information to get to TechNet is available up there. And then Microsoft Virtual Academy has a bunch of great videos and content around using Orchestrator, samples, get started, all those things.
Great, thanks. And that's, of course, at www.microsoftvirtualacademy.com. Well, with that, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Great work. I'm sure a lot of our customers can't wait to get their hands on this.
Great. Thanks a lot, Simon.
Thanks for your time.
Back up and ready for you to vote.